Well, with the school year underway, we're almost a month into the 2024-25 school year already. Time is flying by. It's time to get a little update on fall sports at Minneapolis Public Schools. And who better to talk with about fall sports at MPS than the athletics director of Minneapolis Public Schools, Tony Fisher, is on the line with me right now. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm great, and yourself? Thank you very much for having me today.
Yeah, happy to have you on. I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. And let's get right into things. We have a lot to talk about. What is an update you can give us on Minneapolis Public Schools and Title IX?
Well, currently, we are committed to ensuring that all our student athletes have equal opportunities in accordance to Title IX, which is aligned with our values of equity and representation. To underscore our commitment, we're looking to improve practices in MPS athletic programming, where we entered into a voluntary resolution agreement with the U.S. Department of Education, also known as the Civil Rights Division. MPS, currently we established a stakeholder committee of which we are reviewing and revising policy and procedures related to equal opportunities in athletics. This is just one step in the process, but this voluntary resolution agreement includes a timeline of deliverables to ensure that we make these changes, increased accountability measures, and we're looking to ultimately improve the experiences of all MPS student athletes.
Wonderful. And of course, a reminder to all our listeners that Minneapolis Public Schools Athletic Department, it offers 34 high school programs for students in grades 7 through 12 and 6 middle school programs for students in grades 6 through 8. We're talking with Tony Fisher, the athletics director at Minneapolis Public Schools, as fall sports is underway here in 2024. So let's talk about fall sports, Tony. What can you tell us more about some of the specific sports and how things are going in that world?
So in the fall, we offer the following sports: adapted soccer, boys and girls cross country, football, girls swimming, boys and girls soccer, girls tennis, and girls volleyball. And with that, just to speak to our numbers, and I would like to compare our 2023-2024 numbers in comparison to 2022-2023, because obviously we don't have all the data for 24-25. But in comparing 22-23 and 23-24, we've experienced an increase in participation of 234 students, which is up 5% compared to our goal of 2%. Now, our projections for the 24-25 school year, we're looking to add an additional 168 students, which would put us on track to experience a 3.5% increase in participation numbers, again, with our goal being 2%. So we're pretty excited about the fact that our numbers seem to be increasing, and there's obviously, with increased participation, comes increased opportunity for our student athletes.
Wonderful. And Tony, we just had the Olympics this summer over in Paris, and that just wrapped up in August. Do you think Olympic coverage of certain sports can lead to more interest at the high school level?
To answer your question in short, yes, I do believe that it helps to increase, you know, the participation levels. But, you know, I'd maybe like to take a different spin in terms of, you know, a lot of times people watch the Olympics for, you know, being a part of history and watching records being broken. So I think more interest is more so in viewing history taking place. And we've currently here in the States have had some history take place recently. Tina Charles just broke the WNBA double-double record for a season. LeBron James broke the scoring record of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that stood for quite some time, yep. And we got a chance to witness that. Caitlin Clark and all of the amazing accomplishments that she's done as a WNBA rookie we've got to experience. And I think one of the most impressive is the baseball player Ohtani, who just eclipsed 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases, which had never been done by a Major League Baseball player. and he's on pace potentially to even get to 60-60, which is unheard of, right? So, like, go back to your original question, does the Olympics, you know, provide more interest in high school sports? Like I stated, the short answer is yes, but I think people like to be a part of history or witness history. So at the Olympics, when, you know, swim records are being broken or alpine ski records are being broken, you want to witness that. So I think we've been blessed to ultimately see some of those records being broken right here in the States as it relates to sports in general.
I think, you know, to your point too about, especially even locally here in Minnesota, you know, I was just at the Minnesota Lynx playoff game recently against Phoenix, and you know, just seeing that environment of a team that's competitive, a team that has a history of a lot of success with the WNBA championships, and you mentioned Caitlin Clark, and I mean, I would imagine for girls basketball especially, that has to be really inspiring, especially for a lot of the kids that we have here in Minneapolis Public Schools.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, last thing for you, just looking quickly, looking ahead to winter sports, we still have a lot to go with fall sports ahead, but looking ahead to winter sports, when can students start registering for winter sports?
So winter registration opens on Monday, October 14th, and being the math guy that I am, not that I was a math major or anything like that, that's a little more than 400 hours away, so it's right around the corner.
Awesome. Fantastic. Tony Fisher, the athletic director at Minneapolis Public Schools. Great information. We really appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, and thank you for having me again.